Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union for Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Dominic, good morning. How are you?
I'll bet you enjoyed that hot, steamy weather over the weekend, didn't you?
So unseasonably warm. It's like, can it just get a little bit cooler?
Please.
It is actually crazy.
And you are going to a cooler place. Mark's going to go to the, he's not going to be with us Friday or Monday. That's why I bring this up. He's going to the World's Fair in Dubai. And actually, the highs there, I'm looking, it's not too bad. Mid-70s.
I thought
it would have been 100,000 degrees.
Well, if you go in June, it would be 100, maybe a little hotter than that, but maybe 110,000 degrees. So you stay away from it. Been there before. You got to go this time of the year. I was supposed to go last year, but that got pushed into this year. So it's called Expo 2020. If anybody wants to look that up, or there's some YouTube videos out, but it's been open now since October 1st. So I'm hoping to see it. Anybody that's anticipating travel, it is quite the challenge, especially because of Omicron. Forms to fill out and everything, especially if you're leaving the continental United States. So this is going to be, you got to be in a good mood
to do it. You got to really want to go. I hope they have those Petros there that they had at the World's Fair here at the oil exhibit. Remember with they had the Frito bag. I think they put the chili on it and onions or something else like that, and maybe some sour cream.
I don't remember. That was in 84. Well, yeah. That was the last World's Fair I'd gone to in 84. So I don't know. I don't remember the cheese. What are you talking about?
I don't know if that goes to Dubai or not. Anyway, tell me about the stock market and what we can look for this week, some leading indicators, et cetera.
Tommy, last week, we had great news coming out of October and November. Some of the data that was reported last week, last week also brought us Omicron. And then the markets have been jittery and very volatile. We had a 1,000-point down day at one time and then 600 points up the next day. And, the market's trying to shake that off, but we just don't know how deep and how aggressive that's going to be. But as far as, home price indexes, I don't know if this is good news or not, up 19.5% year over year. So that's, you talk about inflation, and not everything is applied equally. So we've got gas prices probably up 50%. You've got home prices up almost 20%. But pending home sales skyrocketed 7.5%. The market was expecting 0.7%, so tenfold more than the market was expecting. And I think that's people trying to get on some home buying before the rates start going up with this inflation coming. It's almost a foregone thought there. The unemployment rate for November plunged to 4.2. Economists were expecting 4.5. And it actually comes to time when, usually when you have that kind of a change and you don't expect that type of a change, meaning that it goes down so far. I know there's a lot of demand out there for people's work, but it's a lot of times people have left the workforce. And when the Labor Department applies their surveys, it's like, the unemployment rate went down a whole lot. Well, not really. You had a bunch of people that took early retirement, left the workforce, et cetera. So this plunge was even in the face of what was reported, at least 594,000 people returned to the labor force. So it's encouraging. It's about time people are getting back to work. Heavens knows that the economy needs it. It's a common thread. You go to any business meeting, anything around, and everybody's singing the same song. I really could use a couple more people. It's everybody's wish to get their staffing levels up, so they're paying more and all the things we talked about in previous weeks. But that's encouraging. Remember, 2019, we left a 3.2% 50-year low unemployment rate when the economy was just doing, it probably couldn't do much better. And now we're into 4.2, a long stretch from, you know, 14-point unemployment rate at the height of COVID. So I'm happy to be reporting or reading these numbers. But
let me take a quick break, Mark, when we come back. I want to ask you about, you know, because the real estate market was red hot before really the inflation started to occur. And I just wonder, could that have caused the inflation or was it a precursor to it? You can tell me when we come back. 7:51 Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Let's look at traffic now on WWL. Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Mark, I asked you before the break about the red-hot real estate market and how that was really before the inflation began. Could that have caused it or not?
I mean, I think, you know, what I experienced personally, I bought my house in 2018, I refinanced it, I think 2020, but when those interest rates plunged, it kicked up all the housing prices. And it's just what happens usually with assets. When interest rates go down, asset prices go up, stock prices, real estate, the various forms of asset classes. So that was one thing. On the employment side, you know, we were starved for employees when they had extended benefits. Some people took advantage of those. We had another part of it being starved employees, and the rate and the increase in wages was caused by 3 million people who took early retirement. So I just think it was just a plethora of things. I don't know if we've ever seen something like that before. Just a whole list of things that, you know, the Fed pumping $1 trillion into the market and made the money cheap, you know, so it mm-hmm. kind of it raised prices again. So I think it was a mixed bag. I think all of it together is causing the concern that we've been saying that inflation's the highest in 30 years. Yeah, because we didn't have the type of government response on the fiscal side or on the monetary side that we've seen of late. It's just been kind of unprecedented in the trillions of dollars in that category. So that's going to push things up a bit. Next week, you've got CPI data coming out. It's expected to be about 6.4%. So again, it's about twice as high as it needs to be. And that's where we are right now until it calms down.
So the story between now and the end of the year with the stock market is going to be what?
Unfortunately, I think Omicron's thrown a wrench in it. Otherwise, I would have said it would be a good year end, and analysts already expecting a double-digit growth in 2022. So that's encouraging. Now, that's, you know, if we keep this virus kind of at bay and we could actually move forward. I don't want, you know, if the economy shuts down again and everything, all bets are off. But I could see such the demand. The ISM service index grew for 18 months in a row, meaning the service sector of our economy. And I would say, oh, it's going to grow even more going in because all the restaurants and things, they still can't open to the extent that they want to. They're still lacking employees. So when that catches up with itself, I think 2022 will be great financially.
I hope so, and I hope that we don't lose our heads over Omicron and don't let a statistical entry, you know what I'm saying, take over when there's no real need for that to happen.
Absolutely. We've got to push forward. Definitely.
Thank you, Mark. Safe travels, okay, and enjoy Dubai.
Thank you, sir.
And try the Petros. I hear they're good at the Louisiana exhibit.
I'll send you a picture.
Do that, please. We're going to take a break. Thank you, Mark Rosa. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Louisiana State Senator Mike Feasey about Louisiana residents being mad at their insurance company. And what has your experience been? I still see one hell of a lot of blue roofs when I drive around. We'll be back, WWL.
The News Talk Sports Leader, WWL New Orleans, WWL FM and HD1 Kenner New Orleans, and Odyssey State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.